This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's time back from the NoCo Hemp Expo in Loveland, Colorado. It's day two, and I'd say a half, because yesterday was the final day, and you're hearing it today, folks. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, live on GCN and broadcast to stations all over the country and around the world through many, many different ways to hear it. And my good buddy here, he's become like my my co-host the last couple of days. How you been?
I like it.
Josh Hendricks.
This has been a great weekend already at NoCo.
Yeah.
People be listening, obviously, on Sunday when you and I are traveling. But I like this. This is my, I have my own radio show. So.
Yeah. Oh, listen, this guy's a rock star. Don't kid yourself. In the hemp CBD field, I'm walking down the aisles with this, and I'm hearing, oh, that's Josh Hendricks. That's Josh Hendricks. They're whispering. I'm like, whoa, man, I'm touching royalty here, hemp royalty anyway. But the farmer that you are, is you've transcended whatever background you thought you had.
Well, now they let me speak on these panels, so I get to say whatever I want, and people like it. So.
Well, it's kind of funny because there are certain areas where I'll go into a trade show environment in health and healing realms that I've been going for years, and you have that thing, oh, there's our RSB, right?
That's like you and Stuart. Y'all have this aura.
Right. One of the Stuart top, right. Yeah. We've been there for so many years, so it's fun to be the anonymous guy in the room and to walk next to Josh, which is awesome. Now, we're going to be introducing momentarily Jonathan Miller from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable.
That's correct.
Before we bring you into the mix, and he's in the mix on the video if you're watching on YouTube. We're going to bring him in a moment. But you know what I noticed about this? I was at the, what was it called, some years ago when hemp or CBD or cannabis, or as they say, marijuana, went legal full on in Colorado years
ago.
The
cannabis cup.
I was at the cannabis cup that year when it just became legal. It was a bonkers scenario. And,
sure.
And it is a different environment. Here I am back in Colorado, and people are wondering, oh, are you going to go, are you going to be high the whole time? I'm like, you know what? You go into the NoCo Hemp Expo, and they're not letting you smoke anything in here. There's no THC. It's all CBD. It's all hemp. It's, it's all, industrial uses and things like that. And
There's like a little hemp village made out of hemp stock.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you should see the picture we got. I think it might be in the notes if Superdome put it there, of me and Josh with like a hemp.
A man.
Grandma or a man.
It's a
man. Yeah, very cool. But like I said, I just wanted to say the environment is different. For those of you who think, oh, it's all a bunch of stoners, right? Because we got some people that have that perception of it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you go to a 420 cup scenario, obviously it's a different focal point. And I embrace however you want to use the plant. I support you in that. And I believe even recreational uses are technically medicinal. Again, you alter definition subtly at that point, but important to note. But what I'm saying here, Josh, is that the environment here is really different. It's very business oriented. But there's a lot, good open-hearted people. And I'm not saying that they don't, maybe they've been to a 420 cup, but the energy here is completely different.
Yeah. And yesterday was B2B. So it was very professional. Mm-hmm. A lot of networking, a lot of handshaking going on. Today is, consumers, a lot of consumers out there. So a ton more people. You can barely walk some of those aisles.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's very, we'll get Morris Beagle on hopefully in the second hour.
Okay.
The creator of this. And I tell people all the time, this started with, 60 to 100 people at a bar. 5 years ago, and now there's 6,000 people, and it's the biggest hemp expo in the country, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, and it's amazing to see what he's done and to see how far he's taken this. you know, hemp everything. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And folks, obviously there's a lot of business opportunity in the hemp realm. I try to separate, you know, the wheat from the chaff, that concept that you go around here, but there is a lot more quality than a few years ago when it felt like it was just crazy time. I think that the emphasis is changing.
Well, that's like the panel I was on yesterday. That's the same thing the guy said. It's actually Morris's brother, mm-hmm. Who's in the space now. And he said, you know, the quality of people has changed so much. Because we've weeded out, you know, lack of a better phrase, weeded out the
good way to say it.
The bad actors, and you've seen the cream. You know, the cream always rises to the top, I guess. And
yeah,
you've seen that. And I mean, I was super honored to be on that panel yesterday with those guys, and the one I'm on here in a little bit today is mm-hmm. similar folks from similar companies. So
yeah. So transition. I just want to give y'all, if you've never been to one of these hemp expos, this is the fifth year they've hosted it, and we'll talk more about it. But again, it's changing the culture surrounding the plant, and I think there's a room for probably every culture to embrace different aspects of this plant. Yet the legal system is a little bit behind. Maybe it's the system, but I've talked about the international treaties that were signed on behalf of the United States through the United Nations and otherwise, and being a signatory as the country is. People don't look deep enough to say, well, why is it still Schedule One? We know that hemp, you know, you can buy the products from hemp, you can buy the CBD everywhere, but you can't grow it in most places still, even though you've got some of the hemp farm bill we've talked about. When will this change? Because it's an absurdity. Around the world, they're doing massive scientific inquiries. Mm-hmm. We talked about Meshulam out of Israel, where they've led the way for a lot of years. And we're so limited in this regard. And I bring up on the legal side the treaties against narcotics trafficking and how that they've lumped cannabis in there. It doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
And I've argued that on the federal level, they won't because they can't unless they withdraw from the treaty or renegotiate it. And we got a legal guy. I don't know if he wants to talk about this, but Josh, introduce us to our legal guy here sitting to my right.
Yeah, so our first guest today is my favorite attorney. And our lobbyist for the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, his law firm, Frost Brown Todd in Lexington, he's the managing partner there, got into hemp about the same time as me in 2014, and I'll let him tell that story. But now he is our power guy, getting us into those meetings with Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul and some of those folks. And I'll let him talk about it. But, yeah, so Jonathan Miller.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's great to be on.
Great to have you on board with me. Now, I went to the ultimate, if I can call it that, on that legal standing of the corporate United States and signatory to treaties, because there's so many absurdities. People don't go, well, why didn't they just change it? Well, they could, but there are things that people don't understand about international law. I don't know if you get into that, but I just had to bring it up.
Yeah. No, it's a really confusing area right now. And one of the key things we're trying to do is not only get some permanency, but also get some clarification. I mean, under the 2014 Farm Bill, and particularly under how Congress then interpreted the Farm Bill in its various appropriations bills, it is very clear that if you register in a pilot program in one of the 33 states that are now maybe 35 states that have started a regulatory structure, the crops that you produce are legal and the products that cover those crops are legal. The challenge has been is that, you know, not always do federal agencies, particularly the Drug Enforcement Administration, mm-hmm. The DEA, they don't always agree with that. And there are divisions within the DEA. You get some DEA agents saying all hemp is illegal and others saying, listen, we don't care. We want to focus on opioids, things that really matter. Mm-hmm. But until we get a final clarification and permanent clarification, we're going to continue to have these struggles. And that's why mm-hmm. what happened 2 weeks ago with Mitch McConnell's announcement was so important, you know.
Yeah, we covered that here. And the question is, a guy like Mitch McConnell, a Southern guy, conservative guy, they all had the view, like Sessions still has at on the federal level, that weed is, you know, the devil's thing. I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of that history within the church. Everybody was duped just about this plan. So what do you feel was the successful strategy that led to McConnell not only going, I'm getting out of the way, but no, I'm going to be a guy that's promoting this.
So, you know, and I want to give the framework. I'm a recovering politician. I was the state treasurer of Kentucky. for two terms. And I probably, I'd like to say I was probably the most liberal Democrat ever to run for governor. Mm. And, you know, that's why the people of Kentucky decided they didn't want me to be their governor. So when I praise Mitch McConnell, that's saying something.
Yeah,
And I've got to really praise him because he started off being against hemp because he's always been and continues to be against marijuana. Mm. And, it's been a default position for most anti-marijuana politicians to be against hemp. But he studied the issue. He talked to then Agriculture Commissioner Jamie Comer, who's now a congressman. He's been working with our current Commissioner of Agriculture, Ryan Quarles. He spends a lot of time with UK professors, University of Kentucky professors. David Williams is one of them who's been particularly involved. And he began to understand that not only should hemp be legal, but its extracts and products like hemp-derived CBD should be legal. And so because of him, we have the language in the Farm Bill that has created these pilot programs. Because of him, we've had the riders and spending bills that tell DEA or other agencies to stop interfering. But until a few weeks ago, it was always behind the scenes. And it was 2 weeks ago where Mitch McConnell finally stepped out and said, full-throated, it's time to permanently legalize hemp. We did this pilot program to see if it worked. The experiment was a huge success. We've got farmers all over Kentucky and all over the country diversifying their crops, making money, creating jobs. So let's make it permanent. And by saying that, having that guy who's against marijuana, who's in that conservative Republican area where we mostly have most of our opposition, we think it's going to free, you know, not everybody, but so many other politicians to come on board. And we feel quite optimistic that this year, we will have permanent legalization of hemp.
Jonathan Miller is our guest here. Josh Hendricks is with me as we open the Robert Scott Bell Show from NoCo Hemp Expo and the fifth time in Loveland, Colorado. Jonathan, U.S. Hemp Roundtable. Is this part of the duties and responsibilities to go into, like, let's meet with a Mitch McConnell, let's meet with Rand Paul and bring this about, you know, is that part of the roundtable's mission?
Yeah, so we got, again, Josh and I and some others got started in 2013, 2014. Then Agriculture Commissioner, now Congressman Jamie Comer said, you know, Jonathan, we need to have a business-oriented grass tops organization that goes and lobbies Congress and lobbies legislators. And so we created then what we called the Kentucky Hemp Industry Council. But we realized that, you know, half of the members of our Kentucky Council weren't from Kentucky. They just thought that were the action. And so we decided last year to both rebrand and repurpose ourselves as the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. We now have over 30 companies and all of the leading grassroots organizations, the HIA, NHA, Vote Hemp, are all part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two missions. Number one, we're going to support McConnell and Comer and other legislators, Jared Polis, to fight for the permanent legalization of marijuana, in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And second, we are creating standards and practices and hope to have in January of next year a fully organized self-regulatory organization, an SRO, that will provide professionalism for the industry and help consumers and help law enforcement distinguish between the good guys and the bad guys in the industry.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's a good start to the Robert Scott Bell Show Roundtable today.
Jonathan's a great guest. He's been on my show.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Powerful Healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Appreciate y'all being here. Check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Loveland, Colorado, where it snowed and it was really cold. Josh,
you've been a big baby about it.
I've been a big baby about
me
it.
Me too.
As I should be. And eventually I'll adapt, but by that time it'll be 65 degrees and people will run around naked.
I mean, it is April 6th. It's like, come on.
Come on, all right. I'm over this.
Yeah.
And Josh, you said, was it last year or 2 years ago? Everyone was in shorts, and so you never know.
2 years ago, yeah.
It can happen. It can happen. So let's go back to the U.S. Hemp Roundtable with Jonathan Miller here. I mentioned international treaties. I want to take it down to the state level, because the reason we are here today is because of the 10th Amendment. You understand?
Right.
Have you guys talked about this?
Sure.
The 10th Amendment, the ability that the states and the people have the ability to supersede the federal government when the federal government makes laws that are not, well, in pursuance, well, with the Constitution. Same way with the treaties. I'll get into that another episode. But basically, was it 29 states in the District of Columbia and climbing now?
I think it's more like 35.
It might be 35 at this point.
Maryland just came on board, I think, yesterday.
I can't keep up with this.
I know.
So it's the majority of the states now that have basically nullified federal restriction on cannabis. Now, each state is deciding how far they want to go with it. But it wouldn't have happened, because if you had waited for the federal government deschedule, we're still waiting. It still hasn't happened, is my point. And so how much of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable do you strategize? Because I know you want to make it regular throughout the states to make the economy of hemp really go, but there's still more to go.
Yeah. What's really fascinating about hemp
versus marijuana is it's kind of backwards. With marijuana, we have the federal government shrinking under its shell and states moving forward, as you suggested. Mm-hmm. With hemp, we've had a federal program, the Farm Bill pilot programs, and we could have, knock on wood, complete permanent legalization with the McConnell bill and the Comer bill coming forward. Mm-hmm. And so then the battle moves into states, because just like when alcohol prohibition was lifted, there are several counties in Kentucky, you still can't buy alcohol. So a state could ban hemp even when the federal government makes it permanent. So,
right. By the way, that's where Josh lives, and he's moving from there immediately.
So we're working on trying to get both the federal laws mm-hmm. changed, but also working with some states where there are problems as well.
Okay, cool.
And talk a little bit about hempsupporter.com. We've got, so the round table, you mentioned 30 companies, all the grassroots folks, APA, all across the board, hemp-wise. But we've got hempsupporter.com where anybody can sign up and get all your lovely updates and stay in tune with all the happenings of the hemp.
Yeah, the Roundtable, again, is a grasstops organization with companies and national organizations doing lobbying and setting up the self-regulatory organization. But the only way it works is if we get people from the grassroots involved as well. And so come to hempsupporter.com, sign up as a hemp supporter. It just takes a few minutes. We promise we won't sell your emails to anybody else. We'll just keep you in touch. But two things it will do. Number one, it will empower you to help us with our lobbying. So we will tell you what to do and how to email and call your congressmen or your senators. But also, it'll allow us to consult you about our guidance plan. We're trying to set standards and practices for the industry. What should they be? By signing up at hempsupporter.com, you'll be able to have input on that process.
Yeah, it's like, review. We want the industry to review and keep us in check with what they want and in tune with what they need. And I think hempsupporter.com was a great venture we finally pulled off. It's like my radio show. It's one of those things, like, if you talk about it long enough, you just will it into existence.
Yeah, exactly.
The hempsupporter.com website is one of those things. So, I think it's cool, and we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, man, this is awesome. And is there anything we need to look out for in terms of major obstacles that the audience needs to know about real quick?
Well, we're monitoring what happens. A lot of people are worried about Attorney General Sessions, although mm-hmm. Senator McConnell is got a good relationship with him and trying, even we're never going to get Sessions on marijuana, but to steer him towards support of hemp. And mm-hmm. but really, come to hempsupporter.com. We've got everything there for you, but signing up will allow you to be part of our army, and we won't spam you, but we'll make sure that you get notified and empowered to mm-hmm. help us make this happen.
Very cool. And just so you know, I'm grateful for our friends at CB, the Plus CBD oil I utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those of you watching, you can see this. This is my favorite. That's what I use a lot of. My wife is kind of, can you see that? Yeah. My wife uses a lot of the gold because, the pain that she's been through in the last 6 years when she had the dental extraction was just vicious, and the opioids wouldn't touch the pain. The only thing that helped her to live through that was CBD. So, folks, compassion, if you need it. People in pain are suffering. We'll talk about the opioid addiction crisis and how CBD from hemp can be a major, major benefit to those without massive expenditure. And if the federal government would just get out of the way in many states, it would be par for the course. And we look back at the opioid crisis and go, gee, why didn't we embrace CBD earlier? All right, we got a break here. We're going to come back second segment to the third segment here at the NoCo Hemp Expo. Josh, you'll let us know what's coming up next in just a moment.
Yeah, we got Bob Hoban, another hemp cannabis attorney who's going to battle with the DEA.
DEA battle's coming up. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back here at NOCO Hemp Expo, number 5 in Loveland, Colorado. Josh Hendricks is still with me, and hemphappyhour.com.
Yeah, yeah. It's live.
It's live.
I've been saying it for 12 months. Yeah, on the radio, and the good folks at CV Sciences finally got it triggered in there.
So. They did. Okay. All right. So we want to remind everybody.
To make,
okay. All right. Well, this segment we got more attorneys. Normally they're not allowed on the show, but this guy's good. He's doing the good battle.
Attorneys back to back, apparently.
Right. I know. It's kind of scary.
Well, yesterday
I don't know.
We had back to back PhDs.
That's right. So we had to balance out the PhDs with attorneys. How's that feel? All right. Bob Hoban is with us from was it the Hoban Law Firm?
The Hoban Law Group. Yes.
Hoban Law Group, and you're tackling the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. What's going on there?
We're wrestling with the DEA on behalf of our clients, the Hemp Industry Association, the Centuria Foods, and Rocky Mountain Holdings, also known as Canopy. Mm-hmm. The DEA, they refuse to understand that this is an agricultural crop that's intended to be used in a variety of different ways and that it's not dangerous to society, and we're here to stand up on behalf of our clients to make something like that happen.
Well, I asked our previous guest, Jonathan, about the on the federal level, why there's such a reluctance to deschedule, for instance. Mm-hmm. And I always bring up the International Treaty Against Drugs, Narcotics, sure. Trafficking. And, the states are supposed to be party to everything the feds do, but when the feds operate outside of the constitutionally enumerated powers, that's where the 10th Amendment kicked in, and they nullify these things. And, so I don't know what we're going to be able to do. You're dealing with a DEA that is operating under treaty. You follow me? And not under the Constitution at that point.
That's correct. And it's at their convenience, too,
yes.
When they want to take on that treaty.
Exactly.
But see, here's the thing, and I've been involved in some international policy and some international transactions in this space for a number of years. What everybody doesn't seem to understand is that the UN treaty, the 1961 convention and the second convention that follows that, it doesn't jive with U.S. law. So based
right.
on those conventions, the United States Congress was supposed to enact laws to make cannabis illegal, or at least illegal by virtue of its uses. That was sort of the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the United States didn't do that. Instead, what it did, because of Harry Anslinger in 1917 with the Harrison Act and ultimately the Marijuana Tax Act that preceded that, is they, in a sneaky way, made marijuana illegal. And that was both their coup at the time, but the curse in the long run, because marijuana is not something that's defined or contemplated under the UN treaty. So when you start to say, well, cannabis is illegal, no, it's not. Marijuana is. Well, the UN treaty says this. Well, if that's what it says and that's what Congress was supposed to do, Congress never did that. And by the way, that's not the affirmative obligation under the treaty mm-hmm. by Congress. So it's a confusing, murky, murky world.
Dude, Bob.
But at the end of the day, you try to make heads.
You got Robert all excited.
You got me excited because every time I bring this up, I don't get detailed responses
sure.
like you just gave me. So that means you've really done your homework. You've dug deep into this
mm-hmm.
issue. And folks, I'm really pleased about this because there are other layers. I can only understand so much about this stuff, and I try to relate things that a lot of people don't know because that's just where I dig. So in addressing the so-called prohibitions, as you said, when the treaties are made in pursuance with the Constitution, that's one thing. But when they're not, now you have viable legal challenges, and I guess you're engaged in that particular challenge now.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's tie those things two things together in real time and put them in a court of law. The middle of February, we were in before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals arguing to a 3-judge panel. One of those judges, Judge Tallman, specifically asked me upon argument, he said to me, he says, but isn't the UN treaty another independent source of law that the DEA must follow, to your point? And the answer to the question is yes. However, that's when you start to get into real weeds.
They opened it up for you.
They opened it up.
Nice.
But you got to follow Congress first.
Yes.
So if we're sitting back and we're at our convenience saying, you know what, we're not going to follow Congress here, even though it made the Farm Bill and it made the exempted parts of the plant legal, we're going to ignore those facts because we have an obligation under a treaty.
You're going to corner them in this.
They're going to corner themselves.
Well,
this is the beauty of it.
Yeah, but if you didn't respond in the way you described, they would have got, would have moved on until somebody else picked up on another case, perhaps.
Correct.
But you're nailing them now.
Well, and by the way, it's not something, I know that those judges are esteemed judges, but it's something that I don't believe that they're regularly familiar with,
right.
That concept of comparing what a UN treaty obligation might be and what congressional law or statute says. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you start throwing those things together, and it's really uncharted territory for a lot of people. But at its core, when you tie all of the concepts, all of the acts by Congress, all of the regulations and the couple, and there's only a few cases over the years in the U.S. that address this plan, you tie those things together, it paints a pretty clear picture as to what the law is and what it was intended to be. Unfortunately, our Congress doesn't always come right out and just say it.
No.
To someone like Mitch McConnell's credit, he recently came out and he said he's going to try to do that. So let's ride that wave and see if we can make that happen, because then we take the DEA out of the game.
Nice. Josh.
Well said. I think that's the point, right? Yeah, I'm speaking on that panel with Graham and a bunch of people, the acronym puzzle, DEA, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we just one barrier at a time, we get the DEA out of the way. And that's like when we met with Mitch McConnell in Kentucky, I was there, and there's a guy from the Kentucky State Police, and I spoke up about wanting to have clarity on the marketplace, because then you know, the farmers are going to have a huge economic boom when I can sell my stuff in 12,000 stores as opposed to 1,700. And the next guy after me was the Kentucky State Police. He's like, look, we're law enforcement agents. You know, we want clarity. So even if we don't agree with the law, we want to know what it is and how to handle
that'd be good,
it. So,
yeah.
Well, but see, I would suggest that the law's fairly clear right now.
It's not as detailed
as they might like it, but it's pretty darn clear. It's just that the DEA is doing its job, frankly. But it's
really confuse these law enforcement agencies on a state level,
correct.
Local level. Yeah,
correct.
So, yeah, and they, you know, talk about Tennessee. That was had to have been mind-boggling.
I'm in the camera here.
The Tennessee situation was not only well, the timing was perfect, frankly, for our lawsuit, because it happened the week of that oral argument. And I think that was important to use that as a highlight. And we've since tendered some documents to the court about that. It was a great example of what people don't know, what's legal and what's not. For example, I watched that 10-15 minute press conference with a sheriff who was up there. And this is a marijuana derivative, and they're selling marijuana derivatives. And not one person in the audience, not one press member, ask the right question about what about hemp? Hemp's legal here.
Yeah.
It was marijuana derivative.
Yeah.
How, I know,
and they were so proud of themselves.
So proud. This was a major bust. We're getting this out of kids' hands, you know? I know we all know way too much about this topic, but how do you take that little nugget of information that says this is what's different about marijuana and hemp, and this is what these things can do, and this is what these things can do, and you know that comes up. I represent a lot of departments of ag across the country, and I'm not kidding. 8 times out of 10, you go in for a meeting, the first 90 minutes of that meeting is about what's the difference between marijuana and hemp.
Again and again.
I'm just
again.
A lawyer. The answer is 0.3%.
Yeah.
You guys are the PhDs. You guys are the ag guys. I'm sure there's more botanical reasons why they're different.
Genius,
but why are we starting there?
Yeah.
We're talking about an ag. Come on. Anyway, you've got me started.
That's good. Now, let's switch gears a little bit in terms of legality and go to the banking system. The banking system also operates under international treaties, and this gets to a whole realm of the Federal Reserve, World Bank, International Monetary Fund. So we're not going to go there today, but I do want to say it goes into the legality, because hemp, CBD versus so-called scheduled marijuana with THC. The banking industry has not made a lot of delineation between the two, and many companies that are doing hemp, CBD are finding themselves kicked out of that ability to operate in the banking system. Now, I've got a retailer now asking these questions saying, hey, what's the deal there? Are we having to go through the same lawsuits to get that clarified? Or is it, you know, just a letter that says, hey, we're different, and this is, you know, how are they going to go about this?
Well, this sounds terribly self-serving, but you should hire the Hoban Law Group to go about this. Because it does work. And at the end of the day, it's giving these people clarity and talking to their lawyers and walking them through the legal analysis and then providing a little context, which, by the way, going back to the lawsuit, when 30 members of Congress, bipartisan members of Congress, filed a 40-page amicus brief in our lawsuit in favor of our client's position, what they did beautifully is they tied together the timeline, the history of the back and forth between Congress and the DEA over this plan. And when you provide them with that and give them context, the lawyers for those banks, for those merchant processors, for the mortgage companies, they start to understand it a little bit. So you can break through But you have to do it with people that are willing to listen and not just, you know, toe that party line of this is a controlled substance as parroted over and over by the DEA. Or the marijuana derivative thing, that drives me nuts. Yes, it is a marijuana derivative. But guess what? It's also a derivative of echinacea and, you know, 25 other plant species and 100% lawful industrial hemp. So how do you get there? I don't know. But it's education and being sophisticated and professional when you deal with people like banks.
You also do a good job of describing the source rule. And I have to give that talk a lot, you know, to retailers, the retailer lectures and stuff. Talk a little bit about how you came to that determination. How, you know, when you talk about it, you're like, oh, well, that's simple.
What is this? Okay, so for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience now, what is the source rule?
All right, so the source rule, and I have to give 100% credit to my great friend and fellow colleague attorney Rod Kite from North Carolina, who came up with the term source rule. What I called before that is Bob Crumley, another great lawyer out of North Carolina who has a founder's hemp company. Bob says, "Your mother matters." That was his way to describe it. Your mama matters, is what he says, in his beautiful North Carolina accent, which my Jersey accent doesn't do very well. But my point is, when Rod called it the source rule, I thought that was something that would resonate, and we pounded and pounded and pounded on that. Because cannabinoids can be controlled substances, make no mistake about it, but they are not controlled substances. Just like, for example, if I take sugar out of marijuana leaves, marijuana meaning above 0.3%, that sugar is an illegal substance.
Because it's derived from that source. 100% had the THC.
Right?
Right.
Now, I don't know why you'd connect it to unless for marketing purposes. And if you do that, you're asking for your own end. But it's the same analysis for cannabinoids. So unless and until they identify cannabinoids, specifically and individually under the Controlled Substances Act, they're not controlled. And furthermore, when I dug into the science of it and learned that these other plant species actually contain cannabinoids, maybe not in the same levels and ratios, but they contain them. And what do you do anyway when you're making formulas, whether that's for food or supplements or even medicine? You isolate the components and you create formulas and you recombine them.
Right.
That's ultimately where we are and what's going on. So it's exciting to cover these topics.
Bob,
you can get me going on.
Hey, listen, you were very clear. I got to give you all the props. You were bringing clarity, not confusion, to the discussion. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for plugging him in, man.
Yeah, he's got to run and give another big talk. So we got him all worked up for it.
Oh, you're warmed up now. I feel good.
Like
we
Springer.
You need some CBD before you go?
CBD to come in.
I'm good right this second.
All right, we'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
More hemp than you can shake a hemp tree at. Wait, no, it's not a tree. It's a stick. Wait, I don't know what do you call it?
It's a stalk.
Shake a hemp stalk at. And we got Josh Hendricks on with us here at the NoCo Hemp Expo. Thanks to our friends at CB Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. This is the stuff, man, right here.
It's the good stuff.
I got you CBD. How's that for a Northern Jersey accent like he was throwing at us last segment? So that was the best segment in terms of legality, because a guy that I could actually bring up the treaty and he knew what was going on, and he has argued it in front of a three-judge panel.
Well, I mean, the Ninth District Court. So yeah. You go back to 2004, that's where we won the battle for hemp products such as Dr. Browder soaps and hemp seeds and Teva and all that jazz that we've been importing ever since. And so Bob's, you know, the modern day version of that, which is really for hemp extracts to say, hey, look, these are coming from hemp, the source for which he's so beautifully.
Your described. Mama matters. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I spoke at that panel at Expo West. And he was following me a lot. Everybody wants to know, how is it legal? What about banking? Everything that you ask, the general public's asking.
Well, that's why we wanted
and
to get
I was like,
to
y'all just wait like an hour. Bob's right over there. He's going to answer on the panel.
Yeah. And then at the end, he says, hire me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not busy enough, huh?
He's like, Hoban Logger.
Right.
But exactly. No, he's great. And Jonathan's great. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of work with both of them. I think, you know, on the lobbying side, especially when it comes to federal lobbying and even state lobbying, because Jonathan's political background, and his just network of people. You know, we hire state lobbyists and different things, and it's been amazing to see him work on that. And then when it comes to law, and it comes to somebody, you know, telling me a legal opinion on what I'm doing in a certain state and things like that, mm-hmm. Bob's been phenomenal. So yeah, you know, we want to change, you know, Bob and I talk about this all the time. We want to change the legal standing of hemp through Congress, mm-hmm. right? And through state legislatures if it comes down to a state issue. But there are times when we need legal action. And, you know, people get mad at me because I say I'm upset that we weren't involved in the Tennessee deal because I wanted to.
Yeah, I know you were there. You would be
media,
like, yeah.
And get Bob involved and all that good stuff. But, you know, that's the kind of things we need, and he keeps pushing the envelope forward, and he does cannabis too. It's not just hemp,
right?
Whereas
sure.
Jonathan's only hemp; he's in Kentucky, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But so yeah, Bob's been super impressive, and that, like I said, that segment was what we needed for people to go, oh, okay, so if it comes from hemp, it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it comes from echinacea, it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't, but I mean,
yeah.
It could, but yeah. No one extracts it from there. But mm-hmm. It's the source rule, and just like he said, if you took marijuana and you the leaf, let's say you wanted to juice the leaf, so you're not going to get any higher from it. Whatever.
Right.
It's still illegal because it's marijuana. It mm. came from marijuana. If you can get, I always say, like, you know, when I'm giving speeches, I say, if I could get CBD out of this table, we wouldn't be having this problem. You know, it's, and Mark Blumenthal, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, he said if CBD came from any other plant in the world, we would be talking about this as the most revolutionary discovery of our time. But because it comes from cannabis, there's a lot of education to do, and I mean, thank God, that's why I have a job.
Well, and you know, deeper focus, we're not given an inch on the fact that the federal government doesn't have the authority to ban a plant, whether you call it marijuana or not. But that, again, I do talk about that from time to time.
Right, and now we have, you know, now we have social media, and we have activism is so much louder and prouder, you know, mm-hmm. The reason Mitch McConnell switched his stance on hemp was because he educated himself, but it wasn't because a bunch of hippies went into the Senate office.
I wasn't going to win.
We want to legalize hemp. It was when the farmers, serious business folks, serious companies with serious money, and people like Jonathan and Bob, who are professional attorneys, started getting behind this, and that's when we really started seeing the movement.
Yeah, and the folks, you know, this was like when I mentioned this the other day, I went in and lectured to my daughter's Girl Scout troop about public speaking. And my first of all the things I told them, I said, know your audience. If you're going into Mitch McConnell and you're wearing tie dyes and headbands and you smell of reefer, you're not going to get very far, right? And so, as you said, even though the argument is legitimate one way or another, if you're going to succeed, you got to know your audience. You go in, you're business people. This is the people he's been dealing with his whole life, farmers, you know, and that's a lesson, I guess, I want an ongoing people to understand that know your audience, and not just in public speaking, but when you're engaging what you might consider the enemy or the frenemy. Right?
Well, you know, I met with Mitch McConnell last Monday, and because it was at the Ag Department,
mm-hmm.
I didn't wear a tie. And I tell people all the time, you know, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, and those guys are the only people I put a tie on for. But when you go to D.C. to lobby, and everybody's wearing, you know, I hate ties. It's a long story. But
you know what? We're tied up because we're out of time. So we'll talk about ties after the break. We'll be back. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show from NoCo Hemp Expo is coming up. Links are up in the show notes. Special thanks to this dude next to me, Josh, whatever his name is.
Huh.
I don't know. What is it? Hendrix?
Hendrix, like Jimmy.
Yeah, Hendrix. Right. I remember him now. Having a great time here. We'll be back because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.